Our guest today, Jose Gonzalez, has a huge amount of indie media buzz going on about his quiet, intense songs. He is from Sweden, where his parents emigrated from Argentina, and he accompanies himself on nylon string guitar. He draws a little from Brazilian music, a little from flamenco, and a fair amount from the late British folky Nick Drake. His debut album is called Veneer, and he also has a number of EPs where he sprinkles his originals with unusual covers. Hopefully he'll do one of those today. To find out more about Jose Gonzalez, I started out by asking him about his hometown in Sweden. Maybe we should kind of set the scene as to where you're from and where this all began.
Yeah, yeah.
You're from Gutenberg in Sweden.
And
what is that's the second largest town in Sweden?
Yeah, exactly.
And what's it like?
On the west coast. Yeah, it's a nice city, half a million, mm-hmm. roughly. A lot of music.
And you've made other different kinds of music before you started doing this. In fact, have you progressively gotten quieter?
I guess so, but in a way I've done like different styles parallel. And when I was 14, I started playing bass in punk band, but also playing acoustic guitar and learning to play bossa nova and then classical guitar. So I always like done a quiet stuff.
Now, everybody, I always ask this question about people's parents' record collections.
Yeah.
For some reason, my parents' record collection was terrible. It had no effect on me at all. But did yours? Was it helpful? Your parents?
Yeah, definitely. My, I mean, the record collection wasn't big, but there was some stuff that still inspires me today, like a lot of Brazilian stuff, and. Silvio Rodriguez, a Cuban singer.
Oh, yeah.
Like his early stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But then also my father really liked Beatles, so we had like...
A lot of people mentioned some of the British folk guitar players. So Bert Jansch gets mentioned, and people were in Pentangle. And is that any kind of an influence, or is that just serendipity?
Yeah, I don't know that stuff at all. But, I mean, I guess... Nick Drake and all that stuff was inspired. I guess he was inspired by Faye.
Right, right.
So in a way, yeah.
Right. Well, why don't you do a tune, and then I want to talk a little about how they come together.
Above, to lean on wouldn't be good.
Jose Gonzalez is playing live for us today on the World Cafe, and that is Heartbeats, which you will find on Veneer, which is now out on Mute Records.
Yeah.
And if you were to put Jose Gonzalez and Heartbeats into your web browser, you got really lucky, you might come up with a version here that we don't get to see on television here in the States of a Sony commercial, right?
Yeah.
The bouncing balls. Did you have any idea how that was going to happen?
They contacted me and showed me the footage, and it was really nice.
Yeah, the guitar part is just fabulous with it. It's just so great.
Thank you.
Now, when you play and when you set things up, spending time with your album, I kind of delve into the guitar parts and stuff. Yeah. Do a lot of your songs come from the chord changes and the guitar parts to begin with?
Definitely. I always start with a guitar. That's what I enjoy doing.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes it happens that I sit and play the same thing like half an hour, and sometimes I fall asleep on the guitar like playing. But yeah, and I just take it from there and come up with melodies, and in the last minute I write lyrics.
Are lyrics difficult? Are they? Well, you write some really great ones, considering English as second language, you know, or third language. Your parents were from Argentina, were you alive when they moved to Sweden?
No, I was born in Sweden in 78. They fled country in 76. So I'm practically Swede.
Right. One of your songs I love is Crosses. Is that one you can do?
Yeah.
Crosses from Jose Gonzalez playing live for us today on the World Cafe. Another one that you will find on Veneer, which is the full length of, and also a kind of cool single if you want to look for it as well, or EP.
Yeah.
Better way to put it. I've heard you cover Level Terrace Part.
Yeah.
I heard you cover Kylie Minogue. Heartbeats is a cover of the knife.
Yeah.
Do you want to do another cover now?
Okay. This is a cover of Kylie Minogue. Then it's called Hand on Your Heart.
It last. I thought we were just beginning, and now you say we're in the past. Look me in the eye and tell me we are in the past. You know it's one thing to say you love me, but another mean it from the heart. And if you don't intend to see it through, why did we ever start? I need to hear you tell me it all went well. Put your hand on your heart and tell me it's all over. I won't believe it till you put your hand on your heart.
Gonzalez. Wow. That's all about that guitar part. That's fabulous. That's great. That's fabulous. Why'd you pick that song?
I knew the song from the 80s, but when I was sitting home watching the video and Kylie's jumping around in this white room with colorful balloons and being really, the production is really happy. And she's smiling, and just thought it was fun too.
Now you retune. You play in open tunings mostly. It seemed like you were.
Yeah, it's a D A D F sharp usually, mm-hmm. or D A D A. And yeah,
it makes it easier to get around on what you want to.
In the beginning it was fun because then you don't do the same thing as you usually do.
Right, right. A challenge.
Yeah.
A challenge in another way. I can make a lot of requests here, but I love Love Stain, if that's one you could do as well.
Sure.
Love stain on my heart. And you left a blood stain on the ground. The blood comes off easily.
Veneer, that is Love Stain, as Jose Gonzalez is playing live for us today. And I was looking at your schedule, and you head back to somewhere in Europe. Either you're going home or yeah. Was this your first trip to the U.S.?
Not the first trip, but this is the first tour.
Mm.
So I played once in New York before.
And what did you think? How did it go?
It's been amazing.
Thank you for making this a stop. We really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Jose Gonzalez, our guest, and we'll be back in a moment here on the World Cafe.